Let's turn to the furor over political journalist Mark Halperin's forthcoming book on the 2020 election. In 2017, Halperin lost his job at MSNBC, and a book deal was canceled after multiple women accused him of sexual misconduct. Now, critics are blasting the Democratic strategist who gave interviews to Halperin for his new book, How to Beat Trump, America's Top Political Strategists on What It Will Take. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is following this story. Hi, David.
Hey, Peter.
And Mark Halperin was a very well-regarded political journalist up until 2017. Remind us what happened.
Well, in 2017, really in the fever of the Me Too movement broken out, particularly driven by coverage in the New York Times and elsewhere of Harvey Weinstein's treatment of women in Hollywood, women came forward who had worked with Halperin at ABC News and said, here was a guy who was influencing political coverage at a major American network, who was influencing what young people and particularly what women got opportunities to go out on the road and cover candidates and perhaps advance their careers. And he would force themselves upon him, force himself upon them. He would I apologize to listeners in some ways, but he would basically gratify himself sexually, rub up against them in particularly explicit ways. In one case, threw a woman against a window and later threatened to derail her career if she in any way, gotten him in trouble for his treatment of her. This is pretty serious stuff, and it got him tossed off of his jobs at MSNBC and elsewhere that he was working at the time.
But now he's trying for a comeback, and prominent Democrats who were interviewed by him for this new book are getting a lot of heat for their participation. This is people like the former DNC chair Donna Brazile, President Obama's top advisor David Axelrod. What can you tell us about that?
Anita Dunn, who had also been a top communications aide to the, President Obama, and others. I think that, he was putting out a book and its analysis. And the question is, how do you beat Trump? And you talk to 75 of the top Democratic strategists, how you pull down the president. And, people said, well, why is it that you're participating in this project? David Axelrod, for example, said, I got an email. I responded to it. I sent three paragraphs. I've known the guy for some years. I didn't think a lot about it. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had. He sort of expressed regret for doing it. Mike McCurry, who had been the spokesman for President Clinton back in the 90s and is now, as I understand it, teaches at divinity school. He says, I believe in grace and forgiveness. And I think that being able to allow somebody who has apologized, which Halperin has done in certain ways, is an important thing to do. And we have to, acknowledge that we're all flawed. Different people have different positions. I think Senator Gillibrand in running, president was asked a little bit about Halperin as well as her role in forcing out then Senator Al Franken, who had been accused of inappropriate behavior mm-hmm. over the years. And Gillibrand said, it's not for me to judge whether or not people should participate. But there's a lot of backlash, particularly among people who felt this is something Democrats of all people right. should be taking seriously.
Well, to that point, columnist Monica Hesse is asking the question in the Washington Post, should we trust him to be covering an election now with a historic number of female candidates? Is that a valid question, do you think?
Well, I think a lot of people looked back on his coverage less in Game Change, the book he wrote with John Heilman about the 2008 campaign that Obama prevailed over Clinton. But, in terms of Clinton in 2016, Halperin was often seen as kind of condescending to or dismissive of Hillary Clinton as a major figure. Mm-hmm. It's the first woman to be nominated for president in American history by a major political party. And he was kind of not contemptuous, but I would say dismissive and condescending at times toward her. It's, a year afterward, in fall of 2017, people looked at that in a renewed and even harsher light in light of the fact of the way he had treated female colleagues and female subordinates.
And just briefly, this really is a story about redemption and who deserves it, who deserves a second chance in the Me Too era. Where do you think we are on that question as a society right now?
Greatly uneven. I think you see some folks exiled from Hollywood in the media. Some folks are, humming right along. I think it's a question of whether they're willing to ride it out and a question of whether, how their offenses are judged. In Halperin's case, he issued strong sort of overall apology. But individuals who made specific allegations that he apologized to the public for, he say that he hasn't apologized mm-hmm. to them. And I think they take that very hard indeed.
And his publisher is standing by him. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Thanks very much.
You bet.